Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
There are now several Cochrane reviews of a wide variety of interventions for back pain. Sydney Rubenstein from the EMGO Institute for Health and Care Research in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, describes an important update of one of these, which was published in September 2012, and investigates the effects of spinal manipulative therapy for acute low back pain.
Low back pain is a common and disabling disorder, which represents a great burden to the individual and society. It often results in reduced quality of life, time lost from work, and substantial healthcare expense. Spinal manipulative therapy is one of many commonly applied interventions and is practiced by a variety of healthcare professionals worldwide, such as chiropractors, osteopaths, and manual therapists. However, the effectiveness of this form of therapy for acute low back pain is not without dispute, and recommendations for its use vary in different countries. Furthermore, most patients with acute low back pain are likely to get better regardless of whatever therapy they undergo, which means that trying to demonstrate clinically better improvement through spinal manipulative therapy, or any other therapy for that matter, is at best a challenge. To help resolve the uncertainty, we updated the previous Cochrane review, which was last published in 2004. Since then, several good quality trials have appeared, which we thought were likely to influence previous conclusions. In total, we identified 20 randomized controlled trials examining more than 2,500 participants. Close to two-thirds of the studies had not been included in the previous review, confirming the importance of doing this update. In short, we found that spinal manipulative therapy is no better than other commonly prescribed therapies for acute low back pain, such as physiotherapy or exercise. However, we also found evidence that spinal manipulative therapy is no better than ineffective therapies such as diathermy or ultrasound, sham manipulation, or when added to an existing therapy such as medication. Therefore, the picture regarding the effectiveness of this therapy for acute low back pain is not so clear. Having told you our conclusion, I want to fill in some of the details so that it is clear who the participants were and what treatments were examined. We defined acute low back pain as pain in the lower third of the back lasting less than 6 weeks, and included studies as long as more than half the participants had less than 6 weeks of pain. We included those with radiating pain into the buttocks or legs as long as the low back pain was the predominant condition, but excluded people whose low back pain was caused by known underlying conditions such as infection, tumor, or fracture. Spinal manipulative therapy should be considered a hands-on treatment of the spine, which can include manipulation or mobilization or a combination of both. Both involve primarily passive techniques. Mobilization uses slow movements, starting with inducing a small range of motion of the spine and gradually attempts to increase this. Manipulation, on the other hand, uses a manual impulse or thrust to a joint, which is often accompanied by an audible crack. The most important aims of the treatment are to reduce pain and improve the ability to perform activities of daily living. While there is no compelling evidence for the use of spinal manipulation for acute low back pain, most of the evidence comes from a few relatively small studies, typically with a high risk of bias. Therefore, our conclusions should be treated with caution, and it is likely that future studies will influence our assessment of the effects of this treatment. The more recent, better quality studies do raise question marks about the therapy, though, and we are not able to make any strong recommendations for the use of spinal manipulation. However, we believe that its use should not be discouraged for select individuals. When we update this review, we hope that at least some of the remaining questions will be answered. We still don't know if and which specific types of patients are more likely to benefit from spinal manipulative therapy. In addition, we need more and reliable data on cost effectiveness. Nevertheless, we know from large-scale observational studies that spinal manipulation for low back pain is safe. In conclusion, decisions to refer or to undergo this therapy should be based upon additional information, such as costs and the preferences of the patient and healthcare providers.
Much more information on the comparisons assessed in this updated review are available in its full version, which you can find at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll also find future updates.